Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So if I was to say chippy tea to you, would you know what that is?
It's like chips and kind of other like various bits like eggs or like waffles and beans, no?
Oh, that's vile.
I wouldn't have it. Sorry. First of all, people who dip chips into fried eggs. Oh, not me. But that is what it is, no?
No.
What the fuck is it then?
Chippy tea is the Brit version of saying getting a chipper.
Oh, okay. I hate that. Sorry.
No, that's...
That's so violent.
It's such a Brit thing.
Just take a day off.
Exactly. Hello, everybody, and you are very welcome back to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Carla. Jennifer Hatton is on maternity leave. She's gone off to have a kinder bueno, and we are delighted for her. So I've brought in the big guns. I have brought in somebody who knows this topic's lore better than I think most people would. And someone who seems to always be horny. So this is... So this is, if you want to introduce yourself.
Chief Man Objectifier, Fionnuala Jones. She's here and she is ready, girls.
Oh, yes.
She is ready.
So we are going to be talking about the topic, the quintessential topic that we should have done it by now, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't.
I am surprised that we haven't. We've done celebrity crushes, but we've never done hot Irish men.
Yeah.
So this year, and I feel like this year and last year has been particularly fruitful.
Yeah.
For the bounty.
Yeah. Lots of movies, lots of people on screens, us watching them.
Yeah.
Collectively thirsting in a way that I have never seen before. Mm-hmm. The volume of hot men has
really gone through. Our stocks have gone up.
Yeah, truly.
And I'm shook because I really hope that people don't come to this country like, you know,
expecting that's the standard.
Yeah,
I fear they may, and that I will say that's normal people's fault, but we'll talk about it. Like that, I think.
Do you think so?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And I have my bugbears about that as well, surrounding a certain Mr. Paul Mescal, but we'll get into it. It's not a bugbear. Sorry, I'm already coming across so negative, but we'll talk about it.
Okay. Because that's my biggest thing here is that, like, you know, we've grown up around them.
Mm.
You know, you're a Cork native, I'm a Dublin native.
Yeah.
I've grown up around them. I've never been like, yeah, the caliber is...
Yeah.
And also, we keep getting voted like one of the ugliest in the world polls.
Do we?
Yeah.
Constantly. But sexiest accent, isn't it?
Sexiest accent, worst looking men.
Which we're definitely rigging that, I feel. So, like, someone in the Irish Tourism Board is like, can we just, who do we?
Girlies.
The vibes are so low. We need something, anything to keep them spending
money.
We need to win an award. A sexiest accent? Sure. When we sound like this, nobody will question it. Perfect.
Perfect.
Payment gone through. Perfect.
Thanks to these people.
Yeah.
Thanks to whoever you are.
Yeah.
You've really done it for us. But yeah, so we always get voted like best looking birds.
Yeah.
Which I do see.
We have.
Irish women are stunning.
Yeah. But you know what? The conversation is never as strong around the women.
Because men are literally like, tell no one. We have been pulling tens.
Yeah.
As
true.
Solid threes for a very long time.
Yeah.
And that is, I've never seen. Like, I rarely see it the opposite way around. I rarely see an absolute incredible looking bloke with a three.
Yeah.
Do you know? It's just like, and obviously beauty is subjective. And all
needless to say, and when I'm talking about hotness, sometimes I will be talking purely on vibes and we'll probably have arguments over it.
We definitely will, because there is so many people that I'm like, that's out and out hot. And then that's like, they're okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because that's another thing as well. I feel like we're in an era, not even in celebrity Irish men, but I think in celebrity men in general, we're going through a phase of like, they're talking about it on Who Weekly this week. I think they were kind of going out of like a hunk phase into soft boy, sensitive, coochie coo, softly spoken, not about the muscles, not about necessarily that kind of vibe.
Because we went through a funny boy vibe for ages,
yes,
where it was like Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, those were like, oh my god, amazing,
yeah,
like stunning,
yeah.
Then we went proper back into kind of heartthrob Hollywood,
yeah, Chris Pratt, before we were like, oh, you are
insane.
Ryan Reynolds, I suppose,
for funny man or for hot
no
man?
For hot man,
yeah,
but I also think, he kind of straddles, you know what I mean,
Ryan Reynolds straddles. I feel John Krasinski straddles sometimes.
He straddles,
kind of does,
yeah.
Did he do that movie where he was all buffed up?
Yes, yeah.
And then he did Quiet Place.
But now I also feel like people realise he's not as much crack as, you know what I mean? He's a bit cross. He can be a bit cranky.
He's really cranky. So, here's the tea.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So, him and my uncle, my American uncle, works in America.
Okay, shocker. Classic. No way.
Yeah, no.
Who'd have thunk?
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah. But, and he wouldn't shit talk anyone, do you know what I mean?
Right.
He's
just
chilled. He's like, you know, proper, like,
doesn't really care. Yeah, yeah, know? Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a proper New Yorker.
Okay.
Like, proper New Yorker now. They live in DC, but he still works a lot in New York.
Okay.
And he said one of his good friends in the firm lives in the same building as them.
Okay.
Right. And he said he bumped into Emily John. I love the way I'm telling
Emily
him.
Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
His wife.
John Krasinski.
And my wife.
Who was it? I think it was someone else who was like Hollywood. I can't remember.
Okay.
Right? And he was like, out of the three of them, like Emily and your man were like chatting away, or they'll always be polite, and John is always an asshole. Consistently always an asshole. Like, kind of like, don't look at me. Are you touching my mail? Kind of neighbor.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of. Always an asshole.
But see, then to play devil's advocate, the tricky thing then is when you've played someone who has become so beloved and like so quote unquote kind and nice and funny and charming, you like live in the shadow of that forever. So if you were ever less than that, you can't. Now, there's obviously a difference between that and like just being rude, you know what I mean?
Or you could just not be an asshole.
Or you could just be nice to people generally when you meet them, but
No, and I do understand that. And also, I'm not sure when this was. I doubt they still live in that building because they have kids now.
Mm.
But it was something, and I was like, that's hilarious. Because, like, number one, my uncle would not, like, get me. He's not exactly like, wait till I tell you the gossip. Yeah. Sit down.
My Roman Empire, sorry, I know the whole topic is about sex Irish men, and I've totally derailed it already. But my Roman Empire is the fact that Emily Blunt and Michael Bublé were together. And I thought they were going to be together forever. Yeah. Yeah. That was like her previous serious relationship before John. And they were together ages.
What?
Yeah. Trauma.
What?
Trauma. And then he met that doll who's in Just Haven't Met You Yet. She's in the video for that, and they obviously
was she?
Got together.
Is that
yeah.
They met?
Yeah.
Ah, she's some Argentinian.
They literally just hadn't met yet, and then he met her, and then they got married and fell in love.
Yeah.
Potentially, I know whatever about their relationship, but yeah.
Oh wow. As
I remember,
about their relationship.
You know, there's been like videos of him. Like they've posted videos of themselves online, and it seems like people have perceived that he isn't very nice to her. There's no like.
No way. I've not seen this.
Okay. That's a rabbit hole to go down at another point.
Yeah.
But
because all I know about them is that she's very beautiful. She's Argentinian, I want to
say. Yeah. She didn't speak that much English, I think, when they met.
I remember that. And then I know their kid got really sick.
Yes. Yeah.
They've two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of them got.
Maybe three. One of them was quite ill. I think is out the other side of it now. Thank God.
I think so too. Yeah. I think so too. So that's all I kind of ever knew. That and the fact that he'd always be on fucking talk shows with a hammy voice.
Yeah. They'd put up a video together and it just seemed like he was a bit like talking over and like kind of like talking down to her, you know, that kind of way. But I feel like I haven't heard anything else about it since. So hopefully they were just having a bad day.
That's rotting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's rotting. That's anyway, kind of rotted me now.
Yeah, sorry. I've brought them out down, haven't I? Sorry.
Yeah, I really think you have, actually. Anyway. So sorry, John Krasinski, bit of an asshole. Yeah. Michael Bublé, turns out, bit of an asshole. Yeah.
Is this just men who are assholes? Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, whoops, sorry.
The misandrist's opinion. That's what you could change the name of the podcast to. We're joking. We're joking. We're joking. We're joking.
Are we?
We are. We are.
I'm letting that hang.
I like men. Nobody is hornier for men than me.
No, you really are.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pathetic.
And look, I'm indifferent. and you know what?
And that's called balance. And that's on balance. That's on period. Balance.
Okay. So yeah, back to the topic.
Yeah.
As I said,
perfect.
We've had a wild ale ride over the past while. Now, I do always feel like, and I say this often, I feel like this country is just full of talent.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's because we're great storytellers or because of the culture or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. And I do really worry because did you see that, like, that European study the other day that Ireland is voted as the loneliest country in Europe?
Every time I think about that, I want to...
25% versus the average of 13% in every other country.
What's going on?
Of young adults.
Why aren't we talking to each other? I don't know, like, that it terrifies me. Especially
lack of community spaces, lack of things to do, too expensive to socialize, people living in their fucking parents'
gap. Classic.
They literally broke it down and they were like, God, here's all the reasons why.
Because I think people think it's an older generation thing. But it's fully, like, it's seeping down now into literally every generation.
Yeah,
sometimes I feel like that because half my friends don't fucking live here anymore.
And but also the friends that do live here, like, it's so different. Like, yeah, it's really,
there are so many barriers, as you said, to hang, like, money, socializing, getting together. Where do we get together? Yeah, if you are living with parents, whatever. If you're in a rental that's maybe not very large, or, you know, you're sharing with other people, like, it's, there's so many factors. Yeah,
in there. Yeah, I'm living in a back bedroom. Do you want to hang out in my bedroom?
Yeah,
yeah. And it's a real, you know, and I think it's something like 68% of people are living with their parents.
Yeah,
over the age of 27.
Yeah. That is insane.
That's terrifying.
We have failed our people as a country. Like, it's
destroying the culture. But this is where I'm like, this is going to have a serious knock on effect.
Mm.
If people don't have these spaces, this community, how are they supposed to express themselves? And how are we supposed to, like, figure the talent out?
Yeah.
Like, it's brave in Ireland to be a musician, in drama, in anything that's creative. I think it's brave.
Yeah.
It's even fucking brave to be a podcaster, even though everybody is.
Yeah.
Like, because we just begrudge everyone doing everything.
Yeah.
But in particular now, if there's, like, no spaces, if you can't find your people, like, if you can't find your quote unquote tribe, but, like, how are you supposed to express yourself or do anything exciting? Like, it's kind of terrifying. It's like, we will do everything for you in primary and secondary school because it's, like, organized fun.
Yeah.
And then you're on your own.
And because you're, like, a child.
Yeah.
And it's like, aw. And then after, the minute you get, I don't know, independent thought and stuff, it's like, oh my God. And this person thinks they're going to be an actor.
Yeah. That's
Jeez, isn't that well for you? Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Studying acting at Trinity. I know. I know.
And sure, what's he going to do after that? Yeah.
What's he going to do? Teach?
Yeah.
That's the only thing he'll be able to do. Teach drama. Is there enough jobs in that? Fucking hell. Anyway, awful. But something that I did, you went to college.
I did.
You went to DCU?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that experience for you?
How was that experience for me? It was fine. I feel like I didn't get the most out of it because I lacked a lot of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I went from secondary school in which I was kind of, how do I say this without sounding like an asshole? Like, I was, well, I don't know, we were in, like, it was like a big friend group and everyone was, like, reasonably friendly with each other and everyone got invited to everyone's 21st, no matter what. And then you're going into this, to have to independently go then and make friends and you're, like, 3 hours away, which, again, it's not, we're not talking other fucking countries or whatever, but, like, that was, it was still kind of difficult for me. And I'd also skipped TY, so my other group of friends were only just doing their leaving certs. We weren't even really relating to each other yet.
Yeah.
And just that independence thing, I think, was obviously great, but in other ways it kind of rots you initially because you think you're an adult, but you're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and you think you're
level education,
you think you're very smart and you think you know everything and you think in some ways I got very, like, thought I was the best and thought I was invincible and thought I could do anything and thought I was entitled to loads of things and I just kind of wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then with that, then the independence thing, journalism, like I didn't put as much effort into my degree as I would have liked to, because I think it would have stood to me now, even in my career as a hashtag content creator, because like we did modules on video journalism and stuff like that, and I just didn't go.
Yeah.
I just did, like, it was my bag at the time, and now I'm like, fuck me, I can't edit, but I'm like, I'd love to have actually
paid attention.
Yeah. But yeah, I have a lot of regrets about my college experience, if I'm being completely honest, but I made a lot of good friends and people that I am still in touch with. But sometimes I look back and see the people who like really threw themselves into it and who weren't like self-conscious, mm-hmm. and who were just like, fuck it, I'm going to do it and I'm going to put myself forward for things. Like I see where they're at now, or even just to look back and view their experience at the time. I was like, they had a ball and they did things and they achieved things. And yeah, I'm kind of like, fuck, if you had just, I know people are like, you should never have regrets, but like I do. I don't care. Someone wrote a very good piece recently. I can't remember if it was someone on Substack. I'll think about it after and maybe I'll send it to you and you can link it. But they wrote about having regrets and how it's just, they're like, I don't know how that's possible. And like, sometimes you just do. And
oh, sorry, I thought you were saying it's not possible to have regrets. I was like, I have so many. I dropped out of college twice.
Yeah.
Because I simply wasn't ready.
Yeah.
I hadn't a clue.
Yeah.
I hadn't a breeze.
Yeah.
I thought it was the course's fault.
In some ways, I do. I wish I'd skipped it. Like, if I'd taken, like, a quote-unquote gap year or something, I don't know, and worked.
I don't think I would have went back.
But see, that's the thing as well. I think I would have struggled even more to get back because I was such... And this is the thing about the Leaving Cert and, like, that curriculum and that education or whatever. A lot of it is a memory test.
Yeah.
And, like, I was, girls, I could learn off a history essay to beat the band. I had them all learned off. Could I tell you really anything about it now? Probably not. Maybe with a bit of poking, maybe with a bit of prodding, I could tell you a little bit. I could give you a skeleton. But you get to college then and it's totally different.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the Leaving Cert was also so much pressure. And a lot of that pressure was self-inflicted. I went into college. Yeah.
Or was it society inflicted?
I'd say it was like 50-50. But I was very much like, I have to do really, really well. Like, I was like, I have to really, really well. I skipped because I want to do well. I want to go to Dublin. I want to do journalism.
Okay.
I want to do well, right?
Okay.
And then it just felt like my brain broke. It felt like after that, I was like, I cannot study now. I have no, like, even now, if I was to sit down and like, I feel like it's ruined how I prepare for things, where I'm just like,
there's so much dread.
There's so much dread. It's like, you're going to leave till the very last minute and it'll be fine. And but then my brain is like, I really wish we wouldn't leave to the very last minute. But then the other side of my brain is like, no, but we will. We just will though. It's grand. We'll do it now beforehand. It's grand. Like, I never got that part of me back, because I was a good studier during Leaving Cert, but I never got that part of me back that was like, would sit down and read or write and like study in that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like even I did courses through work and I was just like, now I think the phone and phone addiction has a lot to do with that as well, but it was just like, I was never there. I was never present. And I think about all the courses I was on for work that I just like, gone. Gonzo.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah, because you were 5 years older than me, I think. Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah. I'm 33.
Jeez, I didn't think. Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That's mad.
Yeah.
I know. I was having this conversation last night. I was like, I still can't believe it when I have to say it out loud. But yeah. So you're that little bit. I graduated 2009.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then I did college twice. First time I went to IADT and hilarious. And
I was thinking about doing a master's there for a long time.
It's so far away.
Yeah. It's so far away.
So I couldn't socialise.
Yeah.
Because it was so fucking far away.
Yeah.
Everybody was going for pints in Baker's fucking corner. How was I getting there? How was I getting home? It was like a million miles away. So that very much stunted. Also, everybody that I hung out with dropped out.
Okay.
So it just seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Now, would I drop out before? Like, you know the way if you drop out before Christmas, you kind of get some of your... No. God, no. I went the whole bitter way to the very fucking end. Very, very, very end. And then I was like, yeah, no, I'm not repeating that. Not repeating that exam.
Yeah.
I literally was like, no, absolutely not. And then same situation with my second college course. Again, now that was a little bit better because it was more local. And met some really good friends, still friends with some people from it. Gas. And again, it was one of those things where I was like, this is literally not for me. And I remember having a full-on breakdown and being like, holy shit.
Mm.
I can't get like my head around this whatsoever. And when I did decide that I was going to drop out of that one as well, I just went straight to working.
Yeah.
I worked for 2-3 years maybe. Well, I moved country and then I came back. And I worked for 2-3 years and then I went back to college finally and actually completed.
Yeah.
But I actually needed that, you get me? I was like, no, you were in no way
ready.
Ready. I was in no way ready whatsoever. whatsoever. Yeah. And I thought because I went to the Institute, I'd be proper ready, because I was like, okay, I'm getting the bus in every day. I'm in town every day. I'm socializing in here. I had to step right outside. You know, somebody who went to a convent school her whole fucking life had to step right outside of that comfort zone. Really thought I developed as a human in those 2 years. And then kind of went right back into myself.
Yeah.
I think the issue though was in the Institute, you can do fifth and sixth year. I did fifth and sixth.
But okay.
All of my friends from my old school came for sixth.
Okay.
And I just went straight back into the old.
Yeah.
To get me into my old ways. I was like, this is handy now. I don't actually have to like keep up with too much. I can just literally hang out with my old friends.
Yeah.
So.
I think regression. I actually, the way regression. You describe it, I feel like I actually had a similar experience, but the only difference was that I just stayed and I was just like, right. But I feel like as a person, it was like, yeah, regression, not like, or like thinking I was ready and I was just like, nah, you're not.
I was just so resistant to like every time I would, every, like it was like tale as old as time. It was always those two modules that I just appeared and wouldn't go to. And those are always the two, and you can't fail two. You have to, like, you can fail one-ish, but you still have to get a pass.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that's how it was. But I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
I just literally, even the repeats would come up and I'd be like, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'd have 3 months study for it and I'd be like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I was always the same. I'd pass everything apart from 2 modules. And then I'd be like, I'm not doing it. I don't give a fuck.
Mm.
I don't care. I'm not teaching myself how to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it was web development. Shocker as I sit here. No, for psychology, it was like research and statistics. I couldn't get my fucking head around it. And
yeah, no fair. Who needs numbers?
Yeah. I
research.
Couldn't. And that was like one of the modules you absolutely had to
yeah.
be able to do.
Yeah.
And I absolutely could not do it.
Yeah. I just felt like it would come to me eventually. I just felt like, I was like, it doesn't matter if I'm not really paying attention now because it'll...
I'll get there
and like, it'll be grand. And I just really, I was so... And of course you are, because you're early 20s, whatever, but I was so self-centered, like so self-absorbed, where I was like, this is fine. The college will work for me and around me and I'm the fucking immovable feast, whatever. But it was just like, no, like it's, the world moves on. Do you know what I mean though? Like that was just, like, I was like, it's how, and then, to be honest, there was also a thing of like, oh, college, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's over like that. My course is only 3 years, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus, so, 3.
Yeah.
And I remember at the time being like, that's 3 years. And now I'm like, 3 years.
Yeah.
It's grand.
When you compare it to like secondary school, like it's just like it's...
Compared to anything else, I'm like 3 years isn't bad for a degree.
Yeah.
Although I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's just one of those kind of... I don't know. It's a strange one. I can't really critique because I'm like, I was the problem.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But like, 100% I was the problem.
Yeah. So I can't really critique.
Yeah.
At the same time, I do just... I think it is a real formative time to... meet people, date, build a community, kind of like just all those things.
Mm.
And I think that the Irish college experience, unless, but then I'm talking to you and you did that. Like my friends that went to like Galway or went to like down the country had a much better time.
Yeah.
Because they were living on campus.
Yeah. Well, I do think I needed to leave. And I think that was the correct decision for me. And I think that did still benefit me a lot.
Yeah.
But it had its... It had its downsides as well.
Yeah.
I think the issue of being away from home was only really an issue in first year for me. But it was more kind of that I felt like I was living a double life and I could do all these things. And it was like, no, like you're still the same person and you should still be. Obviously, you can do other things because you have the freedom and whatever. But I don't know, just being out from under my parents as well, I just feel like I kind of used and abused that as well. And again, thought I was an adult, thought I knew everything. I absolutely didn't, you know.
I mean, I think that's that age though.
Yeah.
And I do just worry for people who lost all of that in COVID.
I don't know how anyone do, and like I for the people like trying to make friends on Zoom, like
how,
my God, I just wanted to wrap you all up and give you a hug. I'm so sorry that you were robbed of.
But then that again, experience. I'm like, I didn't exactly have a bang. Like I did. No, I can't really talk because I do still have friends from every college that I've tried.
Mm. Yeah.
So I can't really.
Same.
Like,
yeah.
But at the same time, it wasn't what I was led to believe it was.
Yeah.
It was a weird one. Like again, just very strange.
Yeah.
And I think also all my, like a couple of my friends at that point did PLCs, and then you know, it was all very like only one of them or only one or two of my direct friend group at that point. Now loads of people that I knew obviously went off to college and whatever, but a lot of people in my direct friend group kind of were not in the same position as me, but weren't loving college either. So again, it was so easy to just be like, okay, we'll just all hang out together. And now I'm just kind of like,
Yeah, but like for me, it was like, oh, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to get a boyfriend. Like I was like, I'm going to find Conal Waldron. You know what I mean? Like I'm going to find Paul Mescal. And I was upset. I was obsessed with like having a boyfriend at that. Again, an and age thing, such, whatever.
No, but I think like, it's, this is why we're talking about it, is it not? Where it's like, this is exactly what we are saying about like men and Irish men, and this is a very roundabout way. This is kind of like the college experience.
How did we get here? I and actually love that conversation,
yeah,
but,
well, this is me and Jen every week. We're like, we're going to have this conversation. I'm like, do you really think that that's the way that the world should be working?
My favorite thing ever is reading the Patreon descriptions where it's like, we started talking about this and then we moved on to this somehow. Yeah. Enjoy. Here's Jen's social star. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
If you're not signed up to the Patreon, you're only getting half the story.
Yeah. Wink. No, in all fairness, the Patreon is...
Patreon's lit. I've always said, I'm back here to say again.
She's here. She is
I prefer a Patreon. Come over to the Patreon.
Yeah, I know. And she has to say that because her top five podcast, guess who wasn't there? Guess who fucking wasn't there? I was like, oh, that's not interesting.
I'm sorry.
Girl.
I'm so sorry.
You could have even said, I listen on Apple. You could have lied. You could have fucking lied, but you didn't. You were like, okay, well, I listen to the Patreon.
I'm
I was like,
sorry.
Love your support. Get fucked. Yeah. I was like, oh, good friends, are we?
It doesn't count if you're not tagging and sharing on Instagram stories, girl, so... Do it next year, right? I'm putting in the groundwork now.
Yeah. Gee, I was, sorry, I've always made it every other year. I'm like, I don't know what happened to you last year.
I don't. I started listening to a lot more podcasts, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you're a big podcaster.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry. So this is kind of how we got, in a very roundabout way, this is how we ended up with Hot Irish Men again. It's because it's like those, when I think about like Irish men, I think of Colm in fucking Research and Statistics. Do you know what I mean? In his bootleg sandblast jeans.
Yeah.
And a rugby shirt.
Yeah.
Or a ga shirt. Or, you know, I'd like, I don't think of with rosacea.
I'm just trying to, like, any of the...
A classic.
Yeah. I'm just, like, there was no one who I, even through my young adult...
Hat at.
Living in, that I had... Fuck's sake. In my young adult life, initially in Dublin, dating and stuff, they weren't like politically correctly, none of them were like hot in the way that we speak about Andrew Scott and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, but then I'm just like, is that because there's just celebrity attached to them? You know what I mean? Because I think
definitely there's more.
Just simply being famous gives you another layer. If we were to look at like fucking hotness as a trifle, it gives you like another layer of sponge. Like, it's like, oh, you're hot because you are famous, but you're famous because you're hot.
But is that because we are so used to being around men who are not?
Maybe
this is what I mean, because maybe. I see it consistently, I see it often, I see it every fucking day, lads. I see it down the pub where I'm like, this bird who was a fucking cracker. And like, not even just to me, to the world, do you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of those like actual worldwide put her anywhere.
Yeah.
And with an arsehole, number one, but not even just an arsehole and not in any way like attractive. I'm like, you're the only reason you pulled her is probably because we were a bit mean to her and we were like, okay, well, you know.
Yeah.
He's the hottest out of the eight lads.
Yeah.
That he hangs out with. So therefore, I will get with him.
Yeah. But then is it also a thing like, these Irish men must be really hot because they are being recognised on like a global, like globally people are thirsting after them. It's not just Irish, it's not just us thirsting after them, you know what I mean?
No, they're really talented. And I think that's what trumps. I think women are more forgiving. I've said it once, I'll say it again. I think women are more forgiving. I think we will look, because we want to find these people attractive. Do you get me? So we will search and we will search and we will search.
True.
And we will like try and get into it. And I'm like, no. Do you know, I think that's cute. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think the misogyny is cute. I think it's like, I'm a man, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, rugged. Yeah. You know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're insane.
Yeah.
And I do think that we search. And that's why it's a weird one, because I feel like that's why Irish men have so much charisma. And that's what's coming through.
But it goes back to the, as you said, the storytelling thing. For actors specifically, it's the storytelling thing. It's the range, because we have like, obviously the wicked sense of humour, but then also the deeply, deeply, deeply rooted shame. And some people can balance both, or else some people are just, you know, they're either just funny or they're just traumatised all the time and everything's miserable, you know what I mean? Like, it's,
Are you funny or are you traumatised?
Are you funny or are you traumatised?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The eternal question. Yeah, I think we have a bit of that as well, specifically with actors, because I feel like when we're talking about hot Irish men, it's predominantly actors. Let's be real. Is Bono in this conversation?
Oh my God. No, but Hosier has to be.
Oh yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Hosier, babe. Look at you not pronouncing the R.
I thought it was Hosier.
Okay,
I don't
French.
Listen to his music. I thought it was Hosier. I didn't know it was Hosier.
I'm pretty sure it's Hosier.
I thought it was Hosier.
No, it's Andrew Hosier Byrne. No. Get in touch, please.
Okay, but get in touch.
Ask the unpopular opinion.
Maybe I'm listening to too much American fucking TV or TikTok or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
I could have sworn.
Yeah, okay, but again, like, it's really hard because I feel like he belongs in the lane of like hot Irishmen. Is he recognized globally? I'm not sure, but
yes.
I think
I think, do you not see people on TikTok and how thirsty they are for?
Oh my God, insane. Yeah, but they're like, yes, my bog wizard, I love you, I love you, bog wizard, sexy, oh, I want to touch your hair. And in fairness, I do, because I feel like he's very outspoken in what he believes in. And he's tall. Yeah, people are very like that.
I think he was papped with Taylor Swift and people just lost the plot.
That would be such a slay.
I thought that would.
Slay.
Because both kind
slay
of.
Slay couple. Why hasn't that happened?
I thought that made sense.
Yeah.
I did actually think that makes sense. But then I was like, was it his Irish awkward drama? You know,
Have they been in the same room before?
Who?
Hosier and Taylor Swift. Yeah, probably. Have they been packed?
Yeah, he was hanging out at a New York apartment.
No way.
Years ago, pre-COVID, I want to say.
I feel like I would know about this. I feel like
they definitely were put in and they're good friends.
How Hosier ended up locked in a bathroom with Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift during a police raid. What the hell?
No, but they've been papped. He's been papped coming out of her apartment with like Blake Lively and a couple of people.
About Mark Ronson's party after the Grammys. We were at a party in Mark Ronson's room and the police shut it down. It made us feel so cool. We had to hide in a bathroom. I grabbed Ed and was like, cops are here, come here. Okay, boring. Holzer was just standing behind a door and I didn't realise. I opened it up and he was just standing behind there. Have they definitely been papped?
Yes, 100%. I've seen them papped.
There's pictures of them together at the Grammys when she's wearing that. If you're a Swiftie, you know, it's that like blue, like aquamarine dress, and it is like kind of cutouts at the top. It's like halter, and she's in her bob. She's in her serving bob era. What's her name? Bob. So they're calling you Bob era. And he's wearing an Undertaker's jacket. Perfect. Refinery 29 has an article on it. Taylor Swift isn't dating Hosier, but she did help make him a star. Okay, did she? Come on now, Refinery 29. We made him a star.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. But okay, Refinery 29. You go off. Go off, queen. Pop off, queen.
Oh my God, I think maybe they did.
They did.
I actually believe it now.
I told you. I know fuck all about her, but I know that happened.
Why didn't they stay together? That's so annoying. Her and Travis, I get it, but like,
I don't know if they dated. I think they just were like, I think Taylor Swift, again, she's like, likes to collect people like stones. Like, honestly, what are they called? Infinity stones?
Infinity stones.
That's how she goes. Isn't that what she fucking even described? Embarrassing.
I wonder, anyway. Maybe she was one of the, okay, you won't know this, but there's a song on the 1989 Taylor's version, one of the vault tracks where she talks about going on loads of blind dates after Harry Styles. I'm wondering if Hosier is one of the blind dates.
I mean, how is he blind when you just rock up there and you're like, there's Hosier?
Yeah, true.
Hosier.
But maybe Hosier. She didn't know. Maybe Ed Sheeran was like, here,
Ed Sheeran's
I've set you up with someone.
An awful meddler.
Yeah.
An awful fucking meddler.
Terrible.
You know, I'm like, go back to singing about Ellie Goulding.
Yeah. Oh, let me go back to that era.
That was.
When are we bringing back diss tracks? When are we bringing back Salacious talking about the relationship? Come on.
Like, I want to hear more about that. I'm still fascinated by that.
Yeah.
It's like, she is one of the most annoying humans on the planet to me. She's just one of those. And I know you love, I can't.
And she, sorry, she ate him up with her song. She got him back.
I think his was a bit more like,
his aggro. Is very good. And it's very aggro.
Yeah.
And it is
very man.
Yeah, very misogynist. Misogynistic. But yeah. Yeah, it's, it does slap, yeah.
It's giving man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And hers is a little bit more like, I actually kind of liked you, you little prick.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, were you not the one shagging Niall Horan on the floor?
Yeah.
He said it.
Yeah, he did. You
know? Like, he did
he
say
did
that.
Say it.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
And now we've said it.
Anyway.
And now we've said it.
Back
sorry,
to,
oh
no,
my
back
God.
To the subject.
Yeah.
I mean, we might as well talk about Hozier, Hozier.
I didn't think we were going to talk about him.
Why did you not think we were going to talk about him?
I think it's just because we're in such a Paul Mescal, Andrew Scott, Cillian Murphy adjacent, because I feel like the Oppenheimer conversation is kind of over, but he's going to start winning loads of awards, so I think he'll be brought back in.
Wait till you hear the men that I'm about to bring up.
Wow, okay. And Colin Farrell, obviously. If you're to think of like the first hot Irish man, it's Colin Farrell in my head.
It's
always and
my
forever.
Head.
Okay, traumatizing.
Yeah.
Traumatizing.
Who,
I already hate this. What
Jonathan
is it?
Reese Myers.
Oh, no, actually, that's fine. That's
he
fair.
He is a smoke show.
Because I feel like that was all people ever spoke about him. Like, that man was actively forever and always objectified. He was
he was a hunk.
What was he in before the Henry VIII thing?
Before Tudors, he was in, I mean.
How did he get his break?
His break
it wasn't
was
the,
from.
Or maybe, no, maybe the Tudors could be classed as his break. But like
his Tudors was definitely his break. But I think that's, sorry. Tudors was when he was like, being taken seriously as an actor, where they're like, holy shit, he can act. And I think it was also Henry Cavill's break.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like, look at these.
Is Henry Cavill in that?
Yeah, he's
I never saw the Tudors, I was too young.
What? Have you not seen the Tudors?
We should. Will we watch it and do it for Flat Culture?
It's amazing.
Stunning. Okay,
oh,
perfect.
My
That's
God. It's incredible. It changed my life.
Okay.
I think or about the Tudors. Natalie Dormer, like it's
I know,
such
I knew Natalie
cast.
Dormer's, but isn't the initial seasons are good and then it kind of falls off, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, when he's older, it's kind of like you follow the story and you're just kind of like, yeah, you're falling off, like that's how it is. But the Tudors,
oh
so
my God,
good.
Henry VIII really fell off.
No, it's,
Henry VIII in his flop era.
He's really in his flop era. Now it's traumatizing.
Okay,
it's very like if people like I always say I watched the Tudors like back when it was on, do you know? But if you're somebody who liked if you're somebody who liked Game of Thrones, if you're somebody who likes that kind of level of like family, like a lot of
having goals at each other,
of like mad shit going on, a lot of political systems, a lot about the church. It really helped me understand why the UK is the way that it is.
Okay.
Because of how obsessed everybody was with the church. And then they just decided one day, no, we're actually going to change that so it suits me.
Yeah.
And that's literally what happened.
Okay.
And I have this argument with Tom all the time where I'm like, you know, the reason why
I'd love to be in the room for those arguments.
We have them often. And I'm like, the reason why the UK is the way that the UK is, because I always say that there's a severe lack of community and there's a couple other things just from living there and also from dating one. Like they are a different breed of human, you know. And I think they don't so much have that up the north, because the north are a little bit more prescribed to Catholic and Christian values, like your Liverpool's, your Manchester, all those other things. Now, again, I think, you know, we don't have all day, but I do love to talk about it. From living there's things that I can see why the UK is the way that it is.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
Because
of the Tudors.
Because the lack of specific church morals and standings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I get you.
That is a massive generalization. If I had ages, I would talk about this. I would wax lyrical.
Yeah. But we don't. So let's talk about Jonathan Rhys-Meyers goatee. Wowie. He's the coach in Men Like Beckham, correct?
I was about to say, he's the coach in Men Like Beckham. He's in Wimbledon as well.
Chewing my hand. I've never seen Wimbledon.
Wimbledon is where he plays a tennis coach who murders his wife.
What?
Yeah. He's also in the Mortal Instruments.
Wait, no. We need to go back to Wimbledon. Is Wimbledon not Kirsten Dunst and Paul Bettany? And they fall in love. That's a rom-com, no?
Oh, sorry. Then it's the other one
You're
about tennis.
Very much thinking of something else.
It's the other one about tennis.
Wimbledon movie.
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. It's the other one about tennis.
Peter, an out-of-form tennis player, gets a chance to play in the Wimbledon tournament. As he comes across Lizzie, an upcoming player, his game improves significantly.
Apologies, match point. With Scarlett Johansson. With Scarlett Johansson, apologies.
Perfect.
Apologies.
Yes, okay. Because I was like, that man is not... That man is just quite simply not in Wimbledon. But
yeah. He did Tudors 2007 to 2010. Bend It Like Beckham was 2002. And I've never seen a hotter man, to be honest. I'm going to just go right out there. Mortal Instruments, we can't forget that. He's Valentine.
Never seen it.
You've never seen, you've read it?
No.
Have you never read the Mandalorian? No. No Cassandra Clare for you?
Is more, no, I'm thinking of his Dark Materials, never mind.
No, that's
yeah, Mortal Instruments,
honey. That's
not
my other absolute honey.
No.
What's his name? Fuck. Oh, what's his name? I love him.
In the TV show
Scottish
or the movie?
Bloke, what's his fucking name? It's just slipped my fucking head.
His Dark Materials. I said oh. Haas, so it's like Spanish. His Dark Materials.
What the fuck is his name that he's coming to? He's in X-Men. He's in a million things that he's in.
James McAvoy.
Jesus Christ. The first thing I can remember was Jeff fucking. Anyway.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Colombia.
Thank
sorry.
You for that.
Sorry.
Anyway, so John.
Andrew Scott's in that. Sorry, speaking of hot Irishmen. Okay,
is
sorry.
He?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so. So Jonathan Rhys Meyers has always been that quintessentially, I can't believe you're Irish.
Yeah.
Like, I but can't he, believe you're Irish. You yeah. Are
you know when we talk
insane.
About having like a big Irish head, I don't think Jonathan Rhys Meyers has a big Irish head TM, you know what I mean? Trademark. Now, whereas Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott, I feel, do. And a Hosier, obviously.
I don't think Andrew Scott does. I think he's got a big British head. Yeah.
Don't
say
that.
We'll talk about that now in a minute because there is someone else that I have to bring to the table. And if you're an old school Patreon listener, you know how much I will wax lyrical about this man. Michael Fassbender for me as well.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Do you think he's a big Irish head? I don't think so.
No. Well, I mean, he's more German, isn't he? So.
True, yeah.
Yeah, he's German family born or raised.
You wouldn't look at him and say, Kerry, yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like, yeah, Kerry, I can see you there, yeah. Babe. Like, legging it around.
I'm not like other girls. He's never done it for me. I'm going to be completely honest. Like, I see it. I'm happy for other people.
It's
not for me.
He looks so mean. And I am
He
always,
looks mean.
Always
you
always
like mean I'm people. I like, but do you like,
I'm
do you
never
like,
not
do you
to
like
mean.
Mean as in like cheeky? I think you like just mean.
No, whereas I like just mean.
Yeah, no. No, I like,
no,
I
like just mean.
Yeah,
yeah.
Odd.
No, I'm insane. Yeah.
He is in a very, I was about to say he's supposed to be. No, he definitely is. He's in a new movie that is supposed to be very good on Netflix and it's called The Killer that I have not seen.
Okay, well, I will
that's
go
a recommendation
and watch that immediately.
But yeah.
And I will literally stare at him and be like, I would let you spit in my mouth.
It's kind
obsessed.
Of John Wick S. If
oh,
you're into that,
that.
But not as not as action-y, I think.
Okay,
so go read a description of it and see if, anyway.
Go read a description. Go read, wild,
yeah.
Okay?
Go wild.
Okay, so anyway,
not for me
say,
personally.
Again, I think these are probably more the people I was looking at growing up. Now we have this kind of new age. You've got Barry Keoghan, Paul Mescal, Andrew Scott. What age is Andrew Scott? And also, I knew nothing about this man.
Andrew Scott is borderline 40s or early 40s, I would say. So, okay, then this is where the generational thing comes in. Yeah. I feel like I didn't have as many Irish hotties
growing
to
up.
Ogle growing up, bar Conor Farrell. And
Bono.
Even at that, I feel like that, yeah, Bono. I feel like that kind of had, he Colin had kind of passed me by or at that point.
Because Colin was very much, when I was like 12, he was the he showed up to the VMAs with Britney Spears. That,
yeah.
And I remember being like, oh, he's from Castleknock.
Yeah.
Oh my
Thanks
gosh.
Be to God. He came across well in Britney's book because I was in fear. I'd love to know his reaction to it. We'll never get it, but I'd love to.
But you remember his publicist was like shitting a brick.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling. Do you remember it was supposed to be 380 and then they whittled it down? I think it's 290. I think they finally settled on. I think it's around 290 anyway. I have a feeling there was more about him.
I'm sure there was, but I'm hoping again it was just maybe.
Good stuff.
You know, good stuff.
In a great
saucy
place
stuff.
At that point.
No, that's the thing as well. Which I'm again, where they like, look, we get it. You want to include this, and we know it's not the worst. But like, Colin's moved on, and like, was in probably the start of addiction at that point. So maybe if we could,
just
not.
We could just
and the Britney's people were like, you know what, sure, because you're sound,
because you're sound,
because you're not Justin Timberlake.
No, and to be honest, I think as well, I've never heard anything bad about him.
Yeah,
I've heard a million bad things about Justin Timberlake, and I've read his book. He says it himself. He is so embarrassing. So like,
did you see recently where he performs Cry Me a River, and he says before he goes, no disrespect, and he starts performing it, and people are in the crowd are like, Britney, and then he starts he does a bit of Nirvana's, ain't we all just entertainers, as if to justify him performing it.
Okay.
And she's responded in some kind of, not being funny, again, a weird kind of Instagram post, and she signs it off, and it's like, no disrespect. She's basically saying about how she used to beat him in basketball all the time.
Love her.
Like, take the L, Justin.
He's
I'm
so
spinning. Take the L.
He's so
not a hot Irish man. So.
Not a hot Irish man. We hate him.
Anyway, sorry. Just to go back to my point, I feel like I had missed
the Colin boat.
In terms of like big, on a global scale, everyone's looking at them. Everyone's talking about them. I feel like we didn't have. Like I feel like I was looking at Jamie Darling on Quiz Zone, my fave, and he never did anything after that again. Jamie Darling, I love you.
Who the fuck is Jamie Darling?
Exactly. Who else? Like, I just feel like maybe Home and Away people to a degree. I don't know, like, you know, like, I just feel like there was no one. I'm sure people my age are now screaming at their podcast listening device. But even like Cillian Murphy was just starting to come up. Didn't really see it with him at the time.
No, and I think he was just a really good actor. Never was like, oh, you heartthrob. I was always like, you're so interesting to look at. You're a great actor.
Peaky Blinders time, I feel like people were like, oh. But then I think it was, and again, I didn't watch, so whatever. I don't know. He wears a pea cap, whatever. But I think it was Thomas Shelby more. I think it was the character, yes, more than him.
100%. You know? Nothing like that character.
Yeah.
He is a, like, and I, the more I know about Cillian Murphy, which is fuck all, because he doesn't let anyone know about him, like, anything about him, the more I love him.
Yeah.
Like, the more I'm just kind of like, go you. He is a very private person.
But I think he becomes hot for me because he resists. He hates the idea of being perceived as hot. Yeah. He hates the idea of being thirsted over and objectified, which, fair. Objectifying is generally wrong, but it's been done to women for so many years, and that's why I do it to men, okay? That's how we get true equality, in my opinion. That's why I'm like, it makes me more like, I want to be with you because I know you don't want to be with me for so many reasons. By the fact that you are married and have children, I'm like,
you would hate
me. I'm like, I love a challenge, girls.
You would hate me.
Oh, Rubik's Cube. I'm like, you would hate me. But I love seeing the challenge of me whittling you down. I tell you a few jokes. Maybe it'll laugh. We'd go to the High B in Cork or something, you know, we get a pint.
Yeah, you're like,
we talk about things. And me being like, I'm actually really interesting and into art, you know. I could be his Margot Robbie in his Actors on Actors conversation, you know.
Okay.
Talking about craft. That's what kind of gets me about him, you know.
I didn't really love that interview. I feel like she interrupted him a lot because I'm like, he is just like, let him have a moment.
Yeah.
Let him gather his thoughts.
Yeah.
He is a quiet dude.
Now, I did like it. I feel like I was never on the Margot train and I'm like, oh no, you are actually like legit. Anyone who undermines you.
I love her.
Yeah.
I've always been on the Margot train because I just think that she's hot and talented.
I think the way even she talked about like getting the accent and stuff for Bert and the way she, you know, the way Australians have like lazy mouths and stuff, all those things, to be honest, that I as a non-actor don't even think of when I look at craft and look at shit on screen. I'm like, fuck me, the work he put in is just, cannot be underestimated. Anyway, Cillian Murphy, I don't know, like, I get it and I don't. It depends on the day. Depends on what day you ask me. I think he is going to be slaying on the red carpets. And I'm very excited to see what he, like, wears and how he presents in that way.
Awkward.
You know?
He's going to present awkward, as he always does.
Awkward. But again, as you said, women are so forgiving. We're like, yes! Oh, like, nails across the table. Like, I have to have him, biblically.
Yeah. Very true. But I think, again, there is just something about him.
Yeah.
You're like, you can't get away from the fact that he is, again, so beautiful. Like, beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, not again. Sorry, this fucking equipment, lads. It's so,
I thought you were playing music. That was gorgeous. But sorry, speaking of music, would Westlife have counted as Hot Irishman? No. See, again, I think that was my age group.
Again, you wouldn't be like, oh, Doughy O'Shea, let's talk about it.
Yeah, but like, okay, but now we're talking apples and oranges, babe. Come on.
No, I'm talking internationally hot Irishmen.
Okay.
You have to be a bit international. Like Niall Horan, he does actually fit into the category.
But again, okay.
He's too boyish for me.
For me growing up, again.
But would he not be around? Yeah, he would be your...
But again, I missed the One Direction X Factor boat completely. I was never like, I was a Matt Cardle girl.
Me
Look
too.
How that aged.
I know.
We all make mistakes. So I didn't pay attention to any of them when they would have been my age, and it would have been kind of reasonable to fancy them because, you know, like, they were teenagers. I was a teenager or whatever. But do I fancy any of them now? No, I don't think so. Niall is classically handsome, not my type. Very nice. Would marry him, bring him home, you'd live a lovely, charmed life.
Yeah.
He'd never...
Nothing about him.
Yeah.
Nothing about him. He doesn't have the edge.
I need edge.
Yeah,
me too. I need a little bit of meanness. You need just someone who's horrible. And he doesn't have any of that. That man is not horrible, thanks be to God.
Oh my God.
I'll never forget the interview... We're getting off Irish now, but like, for to keep it on One Direction, like when Zayn left One Direction and he did all his solo interviews, he did on a Fader magazine and he's drinking like orange juice, and I was like,
Zayn is
humming. But yeah, I'm even trying to think of musicians. I just feel like it's now. I feel like it's like coming into the teenies and into this 2020s is when it's like, whoa.
Well, I don't. Wow. No one expected Barry Keoghan to go do the thing.
And he did.
Like Angela Bassett. You know?
And he did.
And to be honest, like personally, not attractive for me. In any way, shape, or
form. I I'm going to be honest, I don't really get it either, but I'm obsessed with how talented he is.
He's so talented, that's what I mean. But I'm like,
feel like,
are
if,
you hot,
I feel like if I was out with him and I'd had 1 to 2 drinks, I'd be like...
Again, we are a very
again,
forgiving race.
Not a visual medium, but I'm doing the side eye and I'm smiling. She's had a few Sambucas, girls. She's smirking. And I think he dresses so well.
So well.
And I especially like, in the last year, he is...
It's less deprived than Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I'm like, okay, I kind of, again, I believe you a little bit more with this. Again, I think so heavily styled. Heavily styled. I believe it a little bit
but
more.
But I think he's interested in it, but doesn't want to try too hard, but still wants to be like kind of different, is open to other things. Like he's worn things that are really interesting and like colours that are really interesting lately, I found.
I think he's going to be an incredible actor. He is an incredible actor. I think he's going to be I can't wait to see him do that Robert Pattinson Midwest accent. Because he still hasn't done it. Like Saltburn, I've only seen clips because I do actually want to go see
Yeah,
it.
Same. And no spoilers, please.
Is he not fucking Irish in that?
I think he's English.
Okay, well, I've heard him say fucking gorgeous and I was like, that's...
Oh, maybe he's not. Maybe he's Irish going to an English... No, I know, because I know Jacob Elordi is English in it. I don't know. Anyway, hilarious. Again, don't tell us. Don't tell us because we want to
don't
see it and we'll find out for ourselves.
And we'll find out for ourselves.
Do you think he's overrated? It's a conversation that comes up so much when we talk about Barry Keoghan on like... You know, for I don't know, for some reason on Moves and Booze, which is the show that I do on News Talk, like we'll get texters in who's like Barry Keoghan, yeah, promo, shameless plug, where people will be like, he's the most overrated actor ever, he plays the same character in every movie, and I'm like, no,
I don't think he does.
No,
you cannot say that who he plays in Saltburn, I only know vaguely what it's about, and Dunkirk and Banshees is the same, and is it What Richard Did, is that the one that he did? No, it's
I don't
the
think
other
so.
One It's the other one.
Well, oh, Killing,
no,
the Sacred
Killing
Deer.
Killing the Sacred Deer. Sorry.
He's
apologies.
In.
Killing
no, he's in
deer.
A very small part in Chernobyl, but like, that's not the same.
Yeah, yeah. Those would be everything that I've seen him in. And you can't say that that's the same. I'm sorry. And
yeah.
Joker is not going to be the same.
God, I keep forgetting he's in Joker.
Yeah.
Or not Joker, but the Batman. Yeah.
And even that couple of minutes at the end that we went to go see something
in the way. I actually really cannot wait to see that second movie.
I'm fucking buzzed.
Let me thirst over Robert Pattinson again. My god. My god.
Zoe. That's all I give a shit
about.
Oh,
Zoe Kravitz, my fave.
What
yeah.
a perfect little duo. But again, I don't think you could say that that's the same person. I think he's actually really talented. I think fair fucks him. I think you don't get those, you know, you don't get those opportunities. I think Banshees did a lot for the cast profile. But at the same time, you could never say that Brendan Gleeson isn't like a really hardworking actor
yeah.
who's been around, who's incredibly talented and has been doing the do for a very long time. Same with Colin Farrell. I think he got the heartthrob thing, but he's actually a really good actor.
He's brilliant.
He's brilliant. Like, you can't say that he's not. Same with Cillian Murphy, great fucking actor.
Yeah.
If he could do Tommy Shelby and do that fucking Scarecrow bloke and do Inception and do, like, and especially Christopher, like, if you act in a Christopher Nolan film, you know that you're actually good at acting. It's like when people say that Tom Hardy's not a good actor, I'm like, that's bollocks. He's a great actor.
He's a great
fantastic.
Actor.
Fantastic, yeah. I think people just see him and they're like, oh, he's so like.
But is that a thing where the hotness and the buffness like takes away
yes,
from
it?
Yes,
I think so. Yeah, I don't think, like, I think if he was actually less hot, he'd be a better, like, he'd be regarded better.
Yeah.
I think it's because and he also has that MySpace photo, didn't he?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less societally, like, by beauty, you know what I mean? Yeah, everyone knows what we're talking about. Donald Gleeson, as you mentioned, the Gleeson.
I was about to say the Gleeson.
Is he in the arena of hot Irishmen?
I think he's a very talented man.
Okay, rude. That's so rude.
But he wouldn't be like...
He doesn't do it for you.
Well, like, it's kind of... He does that really... when we're talking about range, let's talk about Donald Gleeson.
Yeah.
I have seen him be everything.
Yeah.
I've seen him in Ex Machina. I've seen him in...
Okay, babe. Ex Machina.
I thought it was Ex Machina.
No.
Oh, my God.
We need to do pronunciation grinds at some point for pop culture things. Yeah, that's... Ex Machina.
I've never heard, and in conversations it's been said, okay, right, interesting, hilarious. I actually do need a grind. Thank you for that.
He's so good in that, though.
So good in that. He's so good as that fucking weird, I can't remember which, is a Star Wars or one of the fucking ones. Anyway, one of them where
go
he's
see
that.
A Star Wars, yeah.
I can never remember which one.
It doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Anyway,
Black Mirror,
fantastic.
Be right back, yeah.
Then as well in what's that fucking thing, Michael Fassbender's in it as well, he's shockingly in it, it's a smaller part, Assassin's Blade, Is that it?
Could be. I don't know. Brendan Gleeson's
in it too, so is Donal. Maybe one of the others.
I think Donal would be more in the conversation, but he hasn't really been.
About time.
About time! About time! You'd fancy about him. Time! I can't believe I forgot about time!
You'd fancy him in About Time. Do you get me? So I'm like, I feel like it depends on the book, but I'm not like, you'd never think of him. He never registers.
But I think it's because he hasn't been like really doing really high project bits
like
lately.
Like his father.
Yeah. Well, like Brendan had Banshees most recently. Like Donal hasn't been. And if he has done stuff, maybe do tell us that if it's anything worth actually going out and seeking out. I know he was doing a lot of interviews during the writers and actors strike, maybe talking about it. So I'm like,
I feel like he's always around. No?
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
I feel like I do be hearing about him.
I just feel like if you compare him to like a Paul Mescal, he's not in the conversation in the same way. And I'm not sure if he ever was fully thrust into it. I feel like he's had a toe in it a couple of times. But he's just like not out of it now. But I think it's more because he's not as like present. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, no, I suppose he's not somebody when you're like, let's go top 10 hotties.
Yeah. It's not because he's not hot. I just think whatever projects he's doing, they're not on enough people's minds, you know?
Yeah, but I kind of like that. Like his brothers act as well. Yeah. You never hear about them. They've been in a lot.
Yeah, one of them did that TV show that was not very good.
No, I can't remember what the fuck it was.
And that killed me because I did really want to like it, but I was just like, I don't get what's going on here.
Yeah.
Donal was in that and he was actually very funny in that. He was probably the best thing about it. Or one of the best things about it.
I've said this before. I feel like when Irish men do well, they do well.
Yeah.
You know? It's like one of those things. Like again, let's talk about it. We got to talk about it. Paul Mescal. We got to talk about it, you guys.
Yeah.
So you think normal people fucked it?
No, okay, right. I think people fell in love with Connell. I don't think people fell in love with Paul. I'm sure some people did. I don't speak for every person, but I feel like people conflated that they were the two
same people
when, like, in reality,
is that
like, I think he's much. I think, but I think he's much. He's getting into like a real. He's in the hot man arena now. Like he's got like. The curls are out. Curly girl method.
Yeah.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's doing like sexy roles. This role with Andrew Scott, All of Us Strangers. This is, haven't seen it, supposedly very sexy. Like very sexy scenes. You know?
Again, Andrew Scott is not somebody that's ever been on my radar. I thought he was Broadway.
Have you watched Fleabag?
No.
He could be Broadway. Well, he could be Broadway. I'm not sure. But like, I would know him best from Fleabag. And he's done other Bitteens and Bobbines.
Okay.
But do you know that the plot of this is basically like they fall in love, but Andrew Scott is seeing like these visions of his parents who died, essentially. That's not a spoiler. Jeez. It's kind of like weird, deep, introspective.
Okay,
whatever.
One of those,
it's supposed to be good though.
Yeah. Did you see After Sun?
Yes.
I really want to see it, but I have to be mentally and emotionally prepared.
Yeah. But I don't think you ever will be. It's devastating. Devastating.
Yeah. I don't think I will be then. Maybe
he's brilliant in it and actually very good at the accent.
Maybe I'll watch it when I'm in America. And then I can
like, I think that's when I got it. I don't know. I just think when I look back on normal people on Mescal, I'm like, which is funny because I think we're.
He is,
but like, I don't know. It didn't click for me then. It's clicked more and more as time has gone on.
I agree. I kind of was just like, oh, like when normal people happened, I was just like, I never read the book. Shock for me. I actually never read the book.
I cannot believe that.
Yeah.
Have you yet?
No. And I don't think I can because I've seen the film.
You've read too much shite. I think it's rotted your brain.
Exactly. And I think I can never go back or forth. Like, say
you need
like,
more dragons and normal like people and you'd be like perfect.
Well, even same with like the Shadow and Bone series. I'm like, I will not watch it until I've read the books. Do you get me? And I'm actually slowly like, the books are kind of.
And it's cancelled now, are you devil?
No, because I never got into Leigh Bardugo. I don't think she's my kind of writer.
Okay.
I get it. And I think the story's really enthralling. I actually really enjoyed the audio, but reading it, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And that's so not like me.
Yeah.
That's very unlike me.
Mm.
So I just need to finish it off. Because to be honest, everybody's like, Shadow and Bone is fine, but it's really Six of Crows. And,
okay.
Crooked Kingdom. Like, Crooked Kingdom is always voted as like one of the best books ever. And it's like an upgrade of her writing. It's like the first three Harry Potter books versus like the last.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way.
Okay.
So I do actually just need to get back into it. But I think that, sorry, how did we get here? Oh, we're talking about books. Sorry.
Books, yes, and Paul Mescal and Connell. Yeah. Sally Rooney.
So I don't think I'll ever go and open it up.
Fair. I mean, yeah.
Has that one with Joe Alwyn come out?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bad. Didn't finish it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that conversation?
I feel bad because I don't think it was an issue with the cast.
Yeah.
they were all quite good. Something about the story and the writing for me didn't translate on screen in the same way that normal people did. And it felt, I found it quite slow. And it's not Fleabag. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Conversations with Friends, the Joe Alwyn one.
Sorry.
Fleabag
You
I'm not finished it. So again, don't fucking, we're doing it for Flap Culture over on Patreon. Yeah. Plug, patreon.com/Flap Culture with Owen Keane. We love him. Yeah. He's brilliant in that. Like he's unbearably sexy in that. But again, it's just because I think he has this unbelievable chemistry with Phoebe Waller-Bridge because they were friends anyway. And obviously she's writing it, so she can write it as like...
Mm-hmm. I think she's a great actress.
She is brilliant, and I wish she'd do more that wasn't fucking Indiana Jones.
I was about to say, I do wish that she did more because I think she's fucking fab.
She was supposed to do the Mr. and Mrs. Smith TV reboot that's coming out with Donald Glover and Maya Erskine, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
It was supposed to be her and Donald Glover. I'm 90% sure.
I don't know if I like that casting.
I don't know about that casting, but I would have liked to see, have seen her in that role with someone else.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Maya and Donald is more believable to me.
Yeah. Okay.
As a sexy, hot, but like they hate each other and they're spies for some reason. I don't know. I've actually never seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
To be honest.
No.
I don't think it needs it.
There's so many things that don't need TV shows.
It wasn't a great movie. And yeah, here we are.
You know who? Do you follow Connor James... Oh, he's the hairdresser. He does a lot of like education content. Connor James Doyle. And he had it up on his story recently, given out about there's a scene in Mr. and Mrs. Smith where Angie like shakes her hair out loose from a bun, but it, like, she doesn't shake it properly, and it's just, it's so, she's still shaking it, but the hair is unfurled. It's actually painful to watch.
Yeah,
that's such a specific reference. I don't actually know why. Thanks, I just shared that now, but if anyone wants to go back and just kind of feel slightly just tense a bit, then just watch that clip.
Okay.
Anyway, can we please get back to what we were talking about?
Yeah, sorry, I'm waiting.
Brilliant.
For
you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Brilliant. I'm Andrew Scott. Okay.
For you.
And does Andrew Scott do for you? No.
Yes and no. I think
I love just he wears little sweaters. Oh, I don't know. When you talk about conflating characters, I actually think you're right. I think I fancy the priest.
Yeah. He's a little.
Do I fancy him? I don't know.
He's a package, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm kind of cute, but I'd never be like, yeah.
Yeah,
but when I see him, I'm like, stunning.
So who are you about then? Michael Fassbender and Jonathan Myers.
Is that it? They can go anywhere and I'll literally be like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
I am Sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what did you think I was going to be like? Yeah, Bertie Ahern. Where do you think we were going?
But it's just, maybe there aren't as many. I really thought there were more, but there aren't.
That's loads.
That is loads for a small island and for the standards that you have previously talked about. You're dead right.
I've probably missed like a million people. I think everyone is so bed up Paul Mescal's hole at the moment that, and they really are. And I think that he is, I do think he's objectively attractive. Sorry, Robert Sheehan, how could we forget?
I don't know if I get it.
What?
I just don't know if
he's beautiful and he's very talented.
Yeah.
He was incredible in Misfits.
Never watched it.
Oh my god, it's so good.
No, that
how
flopped.
Dare you?
That fell off.
Yeah, and it shouldn't have. Because when you think about your man, that fucking Game of Thrones bloke is in it as well. Like,
again,
so many people.
Similar to a Barry Keoghan, if I was out with him and I'd had two drinks, I'd be sad, you know, I'd say he'd be making me laugh. I'd be like,
Jamie Dornan,
away.
Are we okay?
Oh my god, I knew we were missing
we
someone.
Well? Like,
Jamie Dornan is hot. I don't care what anyone says. He's
fucking
hot.
I don't care.
Hot, talented, and good crack. We're starting to see him like peel away him, be good crack. I can't believe I interviewed him. Again, sorry, shameless plug. I cannot believe I interviewed him. I cannot believe he said my name on mic. And sometimes I'm like,
did he say Fungola?
He actually pronounced it right. He was like, Fanula in his Nordic accent. I was like,
oh my god.
Sorry, I actually just scratched your table.
I'd be like, I don't mind because it's like, feral.
Just gorgeous hair, gorgeous eyes.
Great.
I cannot believe he was able to recover after 50 Shades of Grey because I wonder what any other actor have. I think that's a testament to his talent and how hot he is. Where's Charlie Hunnam? Exactly. Where are you, babe? Why didn't you do it?
Do you remember when that was announced? I've never seen anything. That's a flop. You should talk about that. Fucking flop culture.
Yeah.
That's a flop.
Yeah.
Just that announcement. It was literally like, oh, no. No,
no, actually.
Sorry. No, he's decided to step away from the project.
I need to go back and watch The Fall.
I never watched it.
Supposed to be very good. I kind of think that falls off towards the end, but I remember the first two series, it was like everyone was talking about it, and he is such a freaky deaky weirdo in that.
Yeah, but I think he plays that well.
But again, range, like, you know what I mean? Because he does that. He does 50 Shades where he doesn't really have anything to work with and he's just doing press ups and he does it and he's brilliant and he's hot and I'm ogling.
He's so fab.
And then he does Belfast. Brilliant. Wonderful. Yeah. Amazing. He does that Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar, which is more comedy. So he can do it.
Can he?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think we've seen enough of him for him to like really prove it.
Okay.
And I'm like, not comedy. I think Colin Farrell can do more comedy. I think if you're to look at a scale,
yes.
I think... there's like, you know, your Robert Sheen, your Barry Keoghan's, like really, really comedy. And then there's like Colin, and then there's like Jamie. And then we're getting into the more serious territory, because at the end, then at the scale is Cillian Murphy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Though, would I love to see Cillian Murphy do a comedy? Yes.
I think he'd be great. I think he'd be off the charts.
I think he could be so deadpan.
That's what I mean. I think
Let
he'd be so dry.
Play Jordan from Big Brother in a movie adaptation of this most recent season of Big Brother.
I didn't watch it, so.
Oh, I watched bits and bobs of it.
Do we have to say anything about Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, love him.
Love him, yeah, he is a piece. Jack Rayner.
Who?
This man. Do you remember him? Do you remember he had a go around Hollywood?
He did, yeah.
He was in Transformers or something. I know.
I get it. I can see it objectively. Not.
He is hot. Donald Gleeson.
Yeah, we're looking at Donald Gleeson now, though.
Yeah.
With a tash!
Oh, with a tash? He is.
Something about a ginger and blue girl.
He's so pale, but it kind of works. Yeah, no fair. Liam Neeson. Your mate.
My mate, yeah.
Sorry, you had an exclusive with him on Flop.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
I was shocked.
And he has no idea that podcast exists, so no. We'll keep it that way. And he gave me a really nice soft answer, you know?
He really did.
Loved it.
I loved it. I was like, okay, Liam.
I get it. He's so tall and so broad. Beyond that, I don't, even in his younger days.
No, in his Michael Collins days, I never got it either. No. I never really understood. I was just kind of like, okay, Grant. Again, he was just one of those people. He was just like an Irish actor that was there.
But I think Taken gave him a bump of like, oh my God, he'd protect you. He has a special set of skills and he'd kill people for you.
Never watched it.
I didn't either, but I know the clip, like, you know what I mean? But again, I feel like, again, people conflate. People are conflating. Where it's like, take it's actually not real, you know what I mean?
Fair. Aidan Gillen. I've never met. Again, great actor. I can't cope.
He'd be a bit too freaky deaky for me, but again, do I get it? Actually, no, I don't, because I watched Kin and he's his character in Kin to me.
It's a hot flop.
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Oh my God, Daniel Day-Lewis. I wouldn't call him Irish. He is British, but he resides in Ireland.
Wait, no, do we not? No, I'm pretty sure we claim him, babe.
So Daniel Day-Lewis is technically British, but he does hold dual citizenship in both Ireland and England, so he counts. He currently resides in Ireland, making him a national treasure. Okay,
perfect. Okay, brilliant. Okay.
Oh, who the fuck is he? Colin O'Donoghue?
No idea.
Oh my God, hello.
Oh, he's a bit of me.
So he was in Once Upon a Time.
Oh,
and he was
okay.
Hook in Once Upon a Time, which is a sexy role. I don't care what anybody says.
Hook is sexy.
Sexy role. Yeah. That's a sexy role. Okay?
Yeah.
Get over it. Colin Morgan, don't know him. He's in The Fall as well.
Vaguely familiar, but not ringing any bells.
Sorry, you cannot say that man's not hot.
Yeah, sorry. Carla showed me a picture of Robert Sheen. Because he's gotten rid of the beard. I have such an image of him as his character in that Netflix show, The Umbrella Academy, the curly hair, and like he's just very close. And I just feel like he'd be annoying. But again,
he is an annoying. Like he's annoying in Misfits.
I feel like he has the potential to be annoying.
He's also in the Mortal Instruments, and he's annoying in the Mortal Instruments.
What is he going to do after Umbrella Academy? He needs to do something else. I'm worried he's getting
arsed.
Maybe he's not.
I don't think he's arsed.
And to be honest, good for him. I appreciate that if that is the case.
Stunning, but I don't
think he's arsed. If you are arsed, though, Rob, get onto the agent and start doing, I don't know, fucking weirdo. Do Paul Mescal.
Yeah. Meet up with Cillian Murphy and Paul Mescal.
Surely
like,
they'll help
next
you.
Yeah. They will. They fucking will.
Stop
and Colin
doing
Farrell
weird
will help
TV
anyone.
Shows. Yeah.
Yeah, Colin Farrell will help everyone.
Yeah.
I don't think he. I think he did Mortal Instruments, and I think he got a bit of a shocker from that. I think everybody did, though, to be honest. Because it was like they put so many. They put Lily Collins, what's your man? Jamie Campbell Bauer.
Oh my God. Yes.
Jonathan Rhys Meyers, Robert Sheen. Like it was a blockbuster cast, but everybody forgot the story's fucking shit.
Mm.
Yeah. It's shit.
Yeah.
And I know it's sold a million things, but even when I was younger and I was reading it, I was like, this is overly complicated for something that's not that good.
Yeah.
And also, I do, again, I think that everybody can have their, like, start wherever the fuck they want. But Cassandra Clare was a Harry Potter fanfic writer. Like, that's where she came from.
Yeah.
And you can tell, I think.
Yeah.
With the Mortal Instruments. Chris O'Dowd.
Again, hasn't really been doing anything that he's in the arena that we're talking about, I feel.
Okay, so you're not giving a comment.
No.
That's not... Okay, I can't do anything with that. Stuart Townsend. Do you remember Stuart
Townsend? A name I always hear, but will you show me him again? No, that's not for me, girls. I'm going to tell you that right now. What was he in?
Oh, he was dating someone. Charlize Theron.
Ah, that's why I know the name, yeah.
He was kind of... He was in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. He was in Salem. He was kind of like floating around in the background.
No, I would say I look at him and I don't see big Irish head. If you just turned around I wouldn't have guessed he was Irish.
No, not but I think you would have fancied. I actually think you would have fancied him if you knew him from back in the day and from when he was dating all the people. Do you know?
Hang on.
Well,
I bring up an older picture and say,
yeah,
I think you
definitely would have been like, yeah, okay.
Ah, yeah, maybe.
When he was in his bag.
Maybe, yeah.
When he was dating.
Yeah.
You know, when he was out on the scene.
He's lovely eyes.
Yeah, he's really, again, he's kind of one of those, like, I don't want to say a weird looking dude, but he's definitely unusual looking.
Yeah, I can see it. Charlize, I can see it, girly. Yeah, I get what you're at.
He was very kind of Jude Law-y.
I get it.
Anyway, is there anyone out of, like, completely out of context, out of left field that you're like, yeah, that's a hot Irish man that needs to be considered?
I'm trying to go back music wise because that's not an area we've touched a lot. Bar Dermot Kennedy.
Oh God,
he certainly is in the conversation for a large majority of people.
I just, again, it's not. I'd never be like. I just think he looks Irish.
Yeah,
he's just Irish man, not high Irish man, just Irish man. No.
Yeah. No, I remember at the start of his career, I was very like, oh my God, he is.
Really?
Yeah. I think I liked the broadness. I liked that he was kind of like sullen, introspective.
He could, honestly, he could walk by me and I wouldn't know a thing.
I wouldn't know a thing.
Yeah. He could walk by me in any way, shape or form.
Yeah. Now, like, I will say it's kind of worn off for me, but I remember initially finding him and being like, oh my God, hot, can sing, songwriting is... actually
songwriting's brilliant, very talented man.
Yeah,
100% very talented man, but just wouldn't be somebody that I'm like, yes, you are categorically up there for me.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah.
Other than that, because he's not out of left field, because I'm sure I'd say, like, again, I'd say people are screaming at their podcast apps prior to this being like Dermot Kennedy. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Again, anyone who I think of, I'm thinking on too small of a level. They're not like hot Irish man TM all caps, you know what I mean? Like, because I was just thinking, I was like, Keith Duffy, but like, that's not...
Keith Duffy is not to you.
Well...
Sorry, is this Keith Duffy Boyzone or Keith Duffy Tires? What era of Keith Duffy are you like, let me sweat, baby?
Again, okay, well then maybe we'll just move the conversation on.
Maybe we should. You're going to say Shane Lynch next, I'm going to go.
Definitely was at some
Burns
point.
Hot. Nicky Byrne is a sensational looking man, I'd say.
Yeah.
Again.
But you were, then you were slating me over Westlife earlier.
Yeah, but I think, again, we're now, because you were like, Westlife? You were like talking about Cillian Murphy, and then you were like, what about Westlife? And I was like, I don't think we can.
Yeah, no fair. No
I
fair.
Don't think we can talk about those two things in the same sentence. Anymore.
Okay, I'm stumped, but I'm very much open to being nudged in other directions of people we've forgotten or people you would like us to consider, because I'm all for a debate. Girls.
Let us know, Girly Pops.
Yeah,
Send us the DM. Put it in a comment. Send it in a message in a bottle. Whatever you guys think.
Yeah.
Okay. Stomper of the week, I will add to the playlist because we still are not on our old equipment, so I can't just stream it for you guys. Apologies for that. But it's good because that means we don't get banned on YouTube. So
perfect.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, six of one, half a dozen of another.
Love that. Okay.
All that other kind of stuff. Fionnuala, where can we find you?
I'm at Fionnuala J on the internet. And I have a podcast. It's called Flop Culture, which we've referenced many, many times. It's all about flops.
Yeah.
I think people slightly misunderstand the concept, and that's fine because it's not very clear. But we talk about things that have quote unquote flopped. Flopped is a broad definition. Sometimes it means things that were out and out failures, movies, albums, whatever, commercially, critically. Sometimes it's just things that we believe didn't get, you know.
Yeah, like you did a Taylor Swift album.
We did a Taylor Swift album, which you could not categorize as a flop because it obviously made loads of money. It's Taylor Swift and it did reasonably well with critics. But in the Taylor Swift canon, it's kind of considered a flop. It's Lover. I'm not teasing it. I did it with Jay's Takes and Entertainment, who's now pretty much a full-time Taylor Swift reporter, which is very funny to see. I love following him. But yeah, so you might not be into every episode, but...
You'll find something
for you. And even if you see a title and you're like, nah, not for me, maybe just stick it on and see. You never know, you might learn something. Good for a pub quiz, I would say.
Genuinely, there's been so many things that I'm like, this is not for me. And I've listened and I've been like, it turns out this is for me.
Yeah.
Because guess who my number one fucking podcast was? Yeah, because I'm not a trader.
Flop Culture.
Yeah,
sorry.
Didn't think so. Interesting. And I like sweat for it too.
Yeah.
I'm like an early access queen. Yeah. So I'm a good friend, you're a bad one. That's fine.
Essentially, yeah.
Glad that we've sorted that one out. Fionnuala, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks.
You lucky
It's always
duckies.
So much fun.
You lucky, lucky duckies. If you loved this, guess what? Fionnuala's going to do another episode.
Yes! Woo!
She's coming on to Patreon. We are talking about industry plants.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so excited for our that
faves.
Conversation.
Yeah.
So that is, if you are listening to this on Sunday, that'll be available from you for you on Monday on Patreon. All you have to do is just click the link in the bio. I have the links all done. I'm producing, so God bless all of you.
She can't be stopped, girls.
You honestly, what Congrats. Can't I do? What can't I do?
Congrats, Jen and baby. Yeah. If you are here
yeah.
right now, woo!
You might be listening right now. Congrats to Jen.
Yeah.
Congrats to baby girl.
Yeah.
We have a potential name, but I won't spoiler alert it. Do you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's us right now. As I said, we're going to pop over to Patreon, record our next episode. If you guys so want more extra additional content, it's the Christmas period, lads. Fuck all else.
Of course
going
you
on.
Do. Yeah, of course you do.
Literally, this is the time of year where we get loads of people signing up because it's like it's actually everyone's terrified to go back to work, and everyone's terrified to have nothing to listen to. So pop on over. We're going to be talking about industry plants. There's over 250 episodes over there that you can listen to. My God, that's a lot of stuff. And we will see you next week. Love you loads.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.